It is the middle of September, which means there's only like 2 weeks until Christmas. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Kelly Carlin. And if that last name rings a bell, it should. Kelly is the daughter of the late, great comedian George Carlin. And guess what? There is some newly discovered George Carlin material. Kelly will be here. We will talk about it. We will talk about everything about her dad, one of my favorite comedians of all time, a true comedic genius. We will talk about the career of George Carlin with his daughter, Kelly. And then, are you having a baby? Well, congratulations. Do you know how expensive it is? You'll never be able to eat out for the rest of your life because babies are incredibly expensive, but there is something you can do to get ready. It means selling everything you own on eBay. No. It's time to be a little proactive and get ready for that very expensive being that's coming your way. Then Michelle Gerson will stop by and we will talk about style laws from hell. You know, the one right off the bat, you're not allowed to wear white after Labor Day and until Memorial Day and all this other crap when it comes to fashion. Well, we will take these fashion laws and we will pick them apart one by one. We start things off this hour with, yes, this year is flying by. We are now a little bit past the midpoint in September of 2016. I remember just watching Ryan Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy in Times Square when it just became 2016. A lot has happened this year. And now here we are staring the final quarter of the year straight in its face. Before you know it, the presidential election will be here, then we'll be in the holiday seasons. But there are those telltale moments that you know the year is going by. Now, if you're someone like me who hates winter, I can't stand winter. I'm starting not to like summer very much because I've had enough of 102 degree days. But in terms of the entire winter thing, everything's dead. It's freezing. There's ice all over the place. I'm not really into it. I don't know if you are. I live in one of these places where you do have distinct seasons. I live in the New York area. We have a summer. It's blazing hot. We have a winter. It's ice cold. There's snow. There's ice. You get the idea. But as you start to move away from the nice weather and you start to get into the end of summer and the beginning of fall, there are certain benchmark moments during the year. For me, as soon as NFL training camps open in July, I begin to get depressed. Because as soon as I see someone put a football helmet on, it means it's time to get the artificial Christmas tree out from under the stairs in the basement. And things just go very quickly after that. If you're a kid, you know that summer vacation is coming to an end. You're going back to school. If you're a parent like me who actually enjoys spending time with their child, you feel bad that that child is going to be going off to school once again. So you come to Labor Day. Oh, and that's the end of summer. You start reaching for those summer memories and storing them away because before you know it, that's it. You're back to the same routine. The kids have homework. Everybody's getting up at 6 a.m. It's going to be 2 degrees outside soon. Here's the other thing. When you come home early November and it's pitch dark at 4:30 in the afternoon, that is a living hell. The one thing I do like, it stays dark until about 7 o'clock in the morning. So if you get up like in the late 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock hour, you're still dealing with some darkness. You don't have that blaring light around the shade or the curtains or whatever it is, the mini blinds blaring into your room. So that's one good thing. But the overall idea that there's this just darkness and the nights are never ending and it gets colder by the day. And then before you know it, Thanksgiving's here. And then you still have the whole winter ahead of you. Am I making you depressed? That's the whole idea. And then you get past the holiday season, and at least you had the holidays to be able to kind of bear and stand all of this. Then you have that abyss of winter known as January and February when nothing is going on. And then finally one day in March, you hear a little chirp, and it's the first robin of spring. Then you get a big snowfall in April, and it ruins the whole thing. Stay with us. Kelly Carlin is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.